had her own school, although we never went to school. It was in the south of the, and it was cleaner. By then they'd started a school bus going into Tenbury. It was easier for us to walk about 300 yards, 400 yards to go to catch the bus. It was a mile to go to our local school. But Easton would have had that. They'd had a school from about 1870, so we would. My elder sister and brothers went there.
Mm.
So we're on that big change again, where motor transport again. We'll leave the bus thing till Ron. He's just come, I see. So we'll do the bus transport. But it did affect the children as well. I mean, if my mother had a pony and trap to go to market, but the smallholders, which there was. A big portion of smallholdings, they would go in the earlier days by carrier's cart or on the bus. When the bus, that was market bus, started in 1920s, I suppose. We get this, that there's a specific, that's particularly important part from when motor transport came in now, I think.
Did the family go to church?
Yes.
Every Sunday?
We went to church, went to the Sunday school, most Sundays, and we'd go to the vicar's wife took Sunday school, and then we went, stayed on to church, and which was the best part of 2 hours, and then we walked to church about a mile back,
To Easton?
They had their own church about a mile away, down in... Mm-hmm.